Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Hey, great day and welcome back to the podcast. This is Dr. TK. So in this episode, we want to talk about manifesting your ideal clients and how you can be aligned with the clients that you draw into your business. And so this will be a two-part manifestation process. And even though I will be explaining it from a coaching business perspective, these are things that I wish I would have known, honestly, for my solo private practice, for marketing my clinicians in the group practice and other streams of income. So I created this process after I had already hired 8 therapists in my group practice while I was also in a mastermind coaching program, and I started learning more and more about marketing. So let's go ahead and dive into part one. Part one is called niche alignment. Now, depending on how you got to know me, you may or may not have tuned into one of my virtual boot camps that we do for our private practice and or my YouTube channel, where I have done a good amount of videos and chats around how to craft out your ideal client avatar. So some of the subtitles in these sections will overlap, but I want you to roll with me because we're going to dive a lot deeper than the content that I've already put out. Okay. So when I think about niche alignment, I think about being aligned as though you're driving a car and being able to go the straight and narrow and be clear. So number one, in terms of manifesting new clients that I want and desire to serve, is I had to get clear on who I wanted to feel aligned to serve. You can also replace the word aligned with feeling good, feeling vibrant, feeling excited. But I knew that I was serving the right clientele over some time and me practicing how to market when someone asked the question, if you had all the money in the world, what would you be doing for free? And I said, serving that clientele. So depending on when I was asked that question, because I was asked in multiple different environments, I would either say my therapy type, you know, types of clients and my coaching clients. And that's when I knew that I had chose the right avatar for different streams of income. So get clear on who you want to serve and feel aligned with, meaning you desire to actually want to work with them. If it is more of a customer, let's just say if you have a product, a one and done digital download or course, and you have no interaction in terms of service with them outside of making sure that they receive the product, then you want to ask yourself, what type of clients do I want to have do reviews on my products, right? Now, number two, in terms of niche alignment, is get clear on how you can solve their problem and be confident around being the expert in this area. So these are some of the questions that I had asked myself over time. What did I notice I would talk about even without prompts? Because that would tell me probably who I'm amped up to serve more or what products I'm more aligned with in this season. So nobody had asked you a question, but you just find yourself always talking about this topic. You may be having a conversation with someone and all of a sudden you go down that route and you just take someone down the rabbit hole with you. They ain't asked you nothing about this particular topic, this type of clientele, what you do for that client, but you're just going on and on. Another question that I would learn how to ask myself is, what topics would I talk about and dive deeper than expected? So again, I may have a conversation with someone and they may say, hey, you know, what do you do? Oh, I'm a clinical psychologist and I'm a, you know, abundance coach. I, you know, coach mental health therapists to open a solo practice, expand into group practice, have digital products, but I also do some stuff for the general community online in terms of mindset and just shifting the way that they think about life, abundance. Okay. So then, you know, they will tend to ask, how did you get into that work? And all of a sudden, it's not like I walk them through my entire life story, but they're just more amazed at how excited I am to talk about what I do, and they can see it written all over my face, or they hear it in my voice. And then they may even say, like, wow, I didn't even know that all of that was possible, right? Another question that I would ask myself a lot is, what topics do I talk about and honestly can talk about for days? I mean, look at this podcast. I mean, we got over 400 episodes. Do I shift micro topics in this podcast? Yes, we talked about mindset. We talked about travel, organization. We talked about mental health, you know, business. We talked about digital products. We cover all those things, but those are all the different hats that I've worn that people ask me about. And that's one of the reasons why I keep going on my podcast, because people get into my DM on social media, or it comes up on a coaching call, and they may say, hey, I don't know where I heard this at, but I feel like you said it somewhere. And I'll be like, you know, maybe it was on my podcast. And so I just feel like there are certain things that maybe you're not even aware of, that you just can talk, if you had a platform, about it all day long. Okay. So if you can find yourself being able to answer those questions, your expertise is staring at you right in the face. So then the question goes into, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you to be able to market yourself as that expert? Because you won't know how you're going to get better and how your messaging and marketing comes across to other people unless people know what you do, right? Number three under niche alignment is, how do I want to feel when my clients get their transformation? For me, this is why in all of our coaching programs, when we send out, and it's on autopilot, but when our system sends out, how was your coaching call? We thrive off feedback. When we ask our clients in the private practice programs and in the scale programs, hey, what did you do in your business? What are lessons that you learned, so that you don't bring them into the next month, or request support, get help? Those things help me get excited. And when I get excited, I tend to pour more back into the community, but I need to know what's going on, right? It's very similar if you have a business. You know, how much bigger is your business going to get if you don't have any testimonials, you don't have any social proof? I see my business as like a little mini MLM, multi-leveling marketing company, which means that I can't grow unless my clients grow. That's just how business works. And so what I typically do to amp my clients up to then share their transformation is I think about things like visualizing the outcome. So I will sit down and script out and visualize, what does it look like when my client put in their proposal if they're in our scale program? What does my client feel like when they got that first private pay client, or they raised their rates and that client said yes? What does it feel like for that client to put in their paperwork and get their banking account so they ain't commingling their money? What does it feel like for that client to get their entity structure correct because they linked up with the right people? What does it feel like for my clients to be able to see 5 figures that they hit in a month when they were only striving for 1,000, right? Like, I visualize that outcome. And when I see that they are excited, I get excited. So ask yourself, are you sitting down and visualizing what your clients will feel like, what they will say and do when they actually are able to cross over into that transformation, whether it is therapeutic services or any other type of business service? What I also did is I visualized the level of excitement. You know, I feel like I'm always in a game, like, fire me up. You know, I get super juiced. And that's when I know when I'm super lit, and when I'm walking in alignment with like what my purpose is, because my energy is on a whole nother level. I'm laughing. I'm ha ha kikiing with my clients. I mean, some of y'all, my clients, y'all know how we get down on our coaching calls. Cause sometimes on those boot camps, you know, I laugh, I make jokes, but I'm also serious about business is not a game. Like, a lot of people are online, and this is probably another podcast episode, where people are making it so easy looking to like run a business, even a solo private practice or a group practice. Like, all you got to do is hire 3 therapists and get payroll. All you have to do is have an LLC or S corp to have a solo practice. All you need is your niche and how to do paperwork. But they forget that businesses stay open because of processes. And that, yeah, is the boring part of a business, but that's why that is my gift. So why not share it with the public? So I visualize them being excited that half of their business or 75% of their business is either on autopilot or they've hired someone, right? I also visualize, what does it feel like for me to feel aligned? Meaning, when I'm doing the work with them, when I'm done doing the work with them, you know, I can see that my purpose like just blew up in my face in a very good way. So those are the things that I look at when I am manifesting, you know, looking at my processes in terms of manifesting new clients for my business. And I practice this, even though I learned it way later, I practice this for every stream of income. Okay. Now, part two is the actual manifestation process that I have done as well. So these are some of the highlights, and I'll make sure to put these subtopics in the show notes so that you can follow along easier. So one of the things that I look at is how many of those type of clients, now that I know who I want to be aligned with, how many of those clients do I want right now? So for example, when I had a private practice, I may say like, I only wanted one because I had a full-time job. I didn't even know what running a private practice like would look like because there was no mentorship back then outside of someone I knew who lived in the Bay Area. And by that time I was back in LA and they were helping people get on credentialing, you know, panels for insurance. And I'm like, that's cool. But like, what do you do to run a business? So I had to pretty much self-teach myself. And so how many of those clients do I want? You should be looking at that in terms of every stream of income. If it's not clients, it's customers. If you're doing a webinar, how many people do you want to sign up? If you're doing a masterclass, same thing. If you have book sales, how many books do you want to sell? You should have a goal and you should also have the end picture in mind. So how many of those clients or customers or sales do you want right now? Now, we're not going to go too deep, but I'm just going to bring up conversion. Just because you want 20 clients doesn't mean that that's the amount of clients that you should be focused on attracting. If I want 20 clients for one of my coaching programs, I may have to invite 500 to a bootcamp experience because it's expected that a lot of those people don't even know who I am. I also do Facebook advertisement, but even if it's organic, people are just tagging their therapist friends. They don't know who I am. So when they're exposed to me, they may still be in the red or yellow lighter, meaning they don't recognize that they have a problem. If they don't, cool. Or yellow lighter, they recognize through my bootcamp material that they need help, but they don't know if they're willing to like take that chance on themselves, not on me, because I'm good, right? So you want to think about the end goal in mind and pay attention to how many people do I or what's required for me to talk to in order for me to get a yes. And honestly, you're not going to know this until you start marketing for your business. You cannot take what I do or what another influencer or educator talks about because that's not your business, okay? So also something to consider is who are those clients? I put together a vision board. So one thing about me, and you're not necessarily this way. I know that I am a specific manifester. This has been proven through my human design, but even before I got into understanding my personality on a different level, I also just knew that when I would visualize anything that I was manifesting, I would be super specific. Like, I want a 3-bedroom home, up to 2,000 square feet, but more than 1,500, 2-car garage, a nice size backyard. And like, my specs for my backyard is big enough to have a jumper. Because if I can't host a birthday party at my house, I don't want to buy the house. I don't want to always have to go to somebody else's house to have a function for my kids. And not saying that we will always do a jumper, but if I have a family function for like 4th of July, somebody got kids. And so that's how I visualize how big the backyard is. Like, can I put a jumper with a slide back here and still have room for some tables? If not, it ain't big enough. So also, I am very specific in terms of business. What type of clients do I want? How do I want them to show up? What is their personality traits? How do they receive and consume information? How do they learn? Are they executors? Are they implementers? Because I know what kind of clients I want in my program, because those are the ones that are going to take action and see results, and then they can share their results, right? So you have to know how you want to view these clients. You may just get a picture in your mind. You may be able just to talk about it, but you should get some type of representation. I use vision boards to identify who you want. Take some time to think about it, okay? Now, because I am very specific, I also take myself through a couple of prompts. What does a day in the life look like for these ideal clients? What do they actually want? Why do they seek me out? Maybe even who do they seek out before they sought me out? Why did or didn't it work? How do they want to feel once they're at the end of whatever their miracle thing is, right? Where are they at? Where do they hang out at? And what level of change are they currently at? So levels of change, really briefly, when I think about levels of change, I think about it from a marketing perspective or a motivational interviewing for mental health therapeutic strategy perspective. So I'm going to just do these very briefly because I've talked about them multiple times in past episodes. So from a marketing perspective, I mentioned it earlier, people go into three lanes. So let's just say I am having a boot camp. The red lighter would have to be invited to my boot camp because they don't even think that they don't need to learn anything about private practice, right? Like, I just know what I'm doing, right? And that's cool. So they are in denial that they need to just assess anything to make sure that they're even on the right track. Or let's just say a therapy client was brought into therapy and they're mandated or they're dragged in by a parent. That is red lighter. The yellow lighter is someone who is very aware that there is a problem, but they're straddling the fence. They're more ambivalent. They don't know if they're ready to go all in to start the process, right? So that may be somebody who comes to my bootcamp for the second, third, fifth time, and they're just, I guess, waiting for the download to come that this is the time. Maybe they need to build up their confidence to believe that they can show up for themselves because our program is built out and it's proven to work over and over again, over 25 cohorts at this time of this recording, but that person has to believe that they want results from the program. The green lighter is the person who, for example, came to a boot camp or came to therapy before, and they will talk to you and say, do you do homework assignments? Do you do CBT? This is what I need to work on. They know exactly what they're looking for, even if they're not off therapized detailed, right? For a coaching client, this is the person who may have even had coaching in the past, or they know they've been playing. Maybe they've been getting their money up. Maybe they came to a past boot camp of mine or any other type of product or service that I have. They've been exposed to it or someone else's, and they're just looking for the teacher to appear. That's from the marketing three lanes, red, yellow, or green lighter. How it overlaps with motivational interviewing, it's more circular. So the first stage is denial, right? So that would be like the red lighter. I don't have a problem. The second stage is, so it's also called pre-contemplation. The second stage is called contemplation. That is like the yellow lighter, the person who is straddling the fence, the person who one day they're ready to make a change, the next day they're not. That would not be ideal for a therapy client because they're not going to do the work to see the outcome, and they're paying for it through time or money or both. The third phase is determination. So to me, that's when the therapeutic process starts. That's where somebody should be joining a coaching program. That would be equivalent to the green lighter. I'm determined to get results. I'm ready to take action. Let's go. That's the third phase. Now, the fourth phase is you are doing the work. So if it's therapy, you are doing your homework assignments. You are coming to your sessions. You are giving your therapist feedback if you feel like something is not working. If it's more on the coaching side, if you're a coaching student, especially of mine, you should be coming to the coaching calls. You want to go into the portal and get supportive information to help you with where you are. You want to do the workbooks. You want to submit questions, go over to the community, whatever floats your boat, right? Then you have maintenance. Maintenance is my students who are alumni. They tell me they're maintaining their caseload. Even if it goes down, they know how to market to get it back. And honestly, they know how to come back to the community if that's the program that allows them to come back, because we really only have one that allows them to come back and be grandfathered in technically with alumni status, which is our private practice for solo practitioners, program DTA. And so they will come back if needed, but they're pretty much just maintaining. Now the last phase or stage is relapse. So relapse is inevitable, which means that it's going to happen. You're going to have a bad day. You may have a bad season in your business. You may have a bad month. You lost a good amount of your clients. You lost half of your revenue. I've been through all of it in different type of businesses, actually all of them, right? It's bound to happen. The question is, can you bounce back? Because the thing is, you're not back in denial, but you may be in the second or third phase, meaning you either need to commit again to making the change or you need more tools to move forward, right? So I know that was a mouthful. Please rewind if you need to listen to it again. But again, those are the three marketing lanes and the five phases of motivational interviewing. Just Google it. You can see like a graphic. Okay. So again, these are some things that I would think about in terms of what wins I want my clients to experience. Now, another thing I would consider in the manifestation process that I've tried is how much revenue do I actually want to make from that particular stream of income serving those clients? So it is nothing wrong, even though I focus on service, there's nothing wrong with setting out a goal. However, I find that when you actually look at people as a person and not a number, if for me, it feels better. So I noticed a big transition in my manifestation, hitting my goals with all of my programs when I would do things like log into, let's just say, a registration for a boot camp. I will look at the list of everybody who signed up. And despite if they show up or not, I will say, thank you, God, for allowing this person to find me and allow me to deliver and impart some epic knowledge into their heart, into their soul, and into their business. I'm happy and grateful. I will say that line for every single person and actually say their name. Now, that takes commitment. I'm not saying that you need to do that. I'm not saying that I do that every single day. Right. But I may do that like 3 days before the boot camp, because by then everybody pretty much signed up. Right. So this is something that I do during my launch phases. Okay. Also is that I will put together a narrative when I am looking at wanting to attract more clients. Okay. So you have, let me just sum up in this second phase. You have, how many clients do you want, like right now, or customers? Who are those clients? Give some type of visual, some type of narrative to their life and where they want to go. How much revenue from that clientele, maybe that launch period or maybe that month, if your product is evergreen and always available, like therapy services, how much money do you want to be making realistically based off where you at in your business? Okay. But dream big, but let's be realistic. Okay. How much money do you want to make on a consistent basis serving those clients? And then also think about what mechanism will you use to attract those clients? So mechanisms can be marketing, advertisement. It can be word of mouth referrals. It can be going to events. It can be speaking on stages. It could be collaboration. It can be paid advertisement. You choose how you want to show up. There's no right or wrong way based off of how you want to show up. Okay. So I tend to put all of this together and I create some type of narrative because I really enjoy storytelling. I will create a timeline from when the client found me to when they said yes to the service to when I collected my first payment or pay in full or they paid for a therapy session. I'm literally narrating it. And if I want to be extra, then I will clearly visualize that, right? And I will walk myself through all of the phases and tap into how I feel, how they feel. That's how part one comes into play. Okay. So you may be asking, okay, this is cute. What does this process actually do? Now for me, it puts me in a state of gratitude. It raises my frequency, meaning how I feel. I feel lit up. I feel good, right? And I feel like when I feel good, other people feel good. If I'm lit up, other people are lit up. I cannot tell you how many times I have been scrolling on my phone. It can be mindless scrolling, let's be real, I'm human, or it can be scrolling for content and we put it in a folder on social media platforms like Instagram or whatnot. Like, oh, this would be good to like do something around quality assurance, you know, taking time off work and all those things, whether it's more comical or serious, you know, but I do more humorous things, right? But I cannot count how many times it will just hit me out of nowhere, like, oh, this is it. And then I will run downstairs, not get dressed because Instagram got filters. I mean, I'll be dressed, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to do my whole face for no 15 second reel. Sometimes I do, but it's usually on a content creation day that I'm purposeful with like that activity. But sometimes I just get the download. People need to hear this right now. And what's crazy is those reels, those videos do way better. Even like when I'm getting my hair done, something be telling me like, listen, you need to talk to your audience, because even though you're not no beautician and you're not selling hair as an affiliate, I mean, I could at this point, but just because you're not doing those things doesn't mean that you can't help somebody feel good about themselves today in terms of self-care. When was the last time you made a hair appointment? When was the last time you went and got your nails done and actually let them do the extra stuff? Massage your legs for 10 extra minutes, right? So you never know what could influence someone else, even by sharing different parts of you that, of course, you choose to share. Okay, so when I feel good, other people around me feel good. Now, let me just put this in here. What to avoid during the manifestation process. Begging. When you beg for money and when you beg for clients, begging comes from lack. So I know that we desire and we love money, but let's reframe it And instead of saying, oh my God, can you please just come through this one time? I swear I won't never ask again. First of all, if this is a recurring pattern, like you will ask again. Okay. So instead of saying like, I need money, I must have this or this will happen, why don't you reframe and say it's a desire for more money? Like, I desire to bring in an additional $5,000 this month. I desire to be able to access this program and get the funding to be able to invest in myself. I desire X, Y, and Z, whatever you're working on, right? But desire changes your state from lack to abundance. And abundance is a large quantity of something. It does not have to be tangible. It can be the way that you feel, right? Now, also, I just want to highlight, it can also mean that this will not be a recurring event for you. You just may need it right now. So when you're in a state of begging, I mean, if you get in the habit of it, you're just going to beg when you need something, when things then turn out your way. Versus if you focus on desires actually all the time, not only when you're in a hole, you will find yourself attracting more of the things you desire before you even can ask for it. So like I said earlier, I do express gratitude for my customers and clients. So like right now, I am happy and grateful that I have podcast listeners. I am happy and grateful for anyone who downloads my audio and or video podcast and they tune in. I'm super happy and grateful for those who get into my DM and tell me their biggest takeaway. I'm so happy and grateful for 1,000 podcast downloads every single episode. I'm so happy and grateful that I can now leverage my podcast episode. And when someone has a question about a coaching program that I have, I probably have already answered it in my podcast. So now we have over 400 episodes of information and education to help people take that next step, right? So I'm even imparting like my excitement for recording these podcast episodes onto you as the listener and I'm gonna say community family member right now, okay? And I believe that you can do it. You don't have to do it in public. You can do it in private. You don't even have to tell anybody that you're doing these things. You don't have to tell people your whole manifestation process. You don't have to tell people even what you're in the season of manifesting, especially if you got toxic people around you. But I would highly encourage you to start something right now. And let's, for example, start with reframing begging and lack language into desired language. Okay. So I really hope that you've enjoyed this podcast episode. Hop over to the DMs on Instagram and let me know your biggest takeaway. Also, let me know from even the topics that you've heard me talk about on the podcast. Is there anything that you may feel is missing or that you also want me to go deeper on? Because from time to time, I will mention and I'll catch it when I listen to my own replay. Because yes, I do critique myself. So when the podcast drops, but I will hear myself saying in some episodes like, oh man, this would be a good episode or a episode for another day. And that will be my reminder to then go and create it. But I would love to create podcast episodes for you. So let me know on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych what your thoughts were about this podcast episode. If you have not done so already, I would greatly appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the platform of your choice that you are tuning into this podcast episode. It means the world to me that you tuned in today. Love you. And I will see you or tune in auditory, right, to the next episode. All right, bye. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.